Avra Valley is a sprawling unincorporated area generally west-northwest of the Tucson Mountains. It's home to about 5,000 people. It also provides habitat for several vulnerable species of animals and plants. One of them is the lesser long-nosed bat, which is on the federal endangered species list. Now, a conservation plan is being considered to protect species like the bat. According to officials with the city of Tucson, the Avra Valley Habitat Conservation Plan will help ensure that any future land use decisions in the valley will include steps to preserve and protect those vulnerable species. Fernando Molina is with the Tucson Water Department. He describes the city's connection to the valley.
In the 1970s, Tucson Water began to purchase a lot of farmland out in the Avra Valley with the intent of, number one, conserving the water supply from agricultural use and saving it for future uses. We have about 22,000 acres of land in the Avra Valley that we have to manage.
Even though the city owns the land, it can't just do what it wants with it. It still has to abide by the Federal Endangered Species Act and the National Environmental Policy Act. Those federal guidelines ensure that the habitat of vulnerable species is considered in land use decisions. So what is the city planning for its Avra Valley holdings? Fernando Molina says there's no development currently in the works, but the city wants to keep its options open.
We'll see that perhaps that land, as it does today, play an important role in our water supply with our recharge and recovery projects out there. So there's also additional water development projects that could be out there. There could be opportunities to have some of the land available for other uses. More recently, what we're seeing is installation of solar facilities on lands that are owned by Tucson Water.
The public has been asked to weigh in on the Avra Valley Habitat Conservation Plan. The first meeting was last night in Picture Rocks. The second, according to Molina, is tonight at 6:30 at the Robles Ranch Community Center on West Ajo Highway.
We will have a brief presentation by the Fish and Wildlife Service, so they'll present a little bit of information on their part. And then with Tucson Water staff will be presenting some information regarding the plan itself. So there'll be opportunity to receive a lot of this information, learn a little bit more about what this plan is about. But it's also an opportunity to provide more input.
And if you can't make it to tonight's public meeting, Molina says there are other ways to weigh in on the plan.
They could always call Tucson Water and ask to speak with somebody about submitting comments. You can also go online and submit comments through the Tucson Water website.
After the public comment period ends, the Habitat Conservation Plan for Avra Valley will be evaluated for possible approval by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. You can see the preliminary draft of the Avra Valley Habitat Conservation Plan at our website. Go to arizonapublicmedia.org. I'm Mark Dugan.